Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand-name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations on a very special night for a very special feature. This is going to be about the Newport Music Festival's Fall Mini Festival. And it's running October 12th through the 14th. And with me tonight on our special program is Rupert Boyd and Laura Metcalf of the Boyd Meets Girl duo. And welcome to the both of you.
Good evening. Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much.
It's nice to have you here. And we're going to find out everything we want to know about the Boyd Meets Girl duo. And it's interesting that you both happen to be in the same place while we have this Zoom interview. Is that a coincidence, or do you know each other pretty well?
As the name may imply, we do know each other fairly well.
Okay.
We've been married for 5 years.
Married for 5 years? Wow. And were you together for a long time before that?
We have been together for about 8 years, and our duo is 7 years old. So we started the duo not long after we got together.
And where are you coming from today via Zoom?
We're in Manhattan, in New York City.
You've been in New York City for a long time?
Yeah, we both lived here for 14 years.
Oh, okay.
And I've been here for 16
years. Oh, wait, 16 years.
We've been here for 16 years.
16 years.
Get your story straight. That's okay. All right. And 16 years, and you've always been in the music business, or is this something that started 16 years ago when you were 5 years old, or how old were you 16 years ago?
Well, I guess for me it started about 30 years ago when I was 8 years old.
Okay.
And I didn't quite start a professional with my very first guitar lesson, but that's when I started to play the guitar.
So playing the guitar, and then through school, did you study music and guitar, or did you just kind of leave it as a sideline?
No, it very much has been the kind of main focus of my life for as long as I can really remember. I have, 3 degrees in classical guitar performance.
Wow. And Laura, how about you? When did you start?
I was 9 years old, I only have 2 degrees in
performance. Only two.
Yes. But yes, it's also been a focus of my life.
And that's in the cello, right? Playing
yes.
The cello?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So we have a guitarist and a cellist. Do you prefer cellist, or what do you say?
Cellist, yeah.
Okay.
You got it.
And Laura, do you, you know, in today's day and age, do you have any problem being the girl?
You know, it's funny. We've received a few criticisms about this, but, you know, We started the duo, and we needed a name, and Boyd Meets Girl was kind of a joke that we called ourselves, and then it just kind of stuck. So, you know, I'm okay with it.
I know how that goes. I've been in groups where it wasn't originally intended. My very first quartet in high school was called the Four Scores, and we went off of a, you know, what my father thought was a musical score. And what we were talking about at the time in school was if you made it with a girl, you were scoring. And so we had one interpretation, and everybody else kind of took another. But we were stuck with the name then, you know, for a lot of years. So Boyd Meets Girl has been around for quite a while now and been in Newport several times, right?
Yes, we've come to the festival as individual festival artists many times. And we've also done a couple of concerts as a duo.
Oh, so you still tour as individual artists, is that correct?
We do, yeah. And actually a big part of us starting a duo together was we were both so busy with our solo performances and other ensembles that we said we really should make a duo together so that we can see each other more often.
Right.
That was really the initiation of our duo.
And that worked out well because now you have Milo.
Yes. Well, and now we have a 2-year-old son who's very quietly sitting beside us.
Right. I brought it up just in case he decides to chime in. Everybody will know it's not not a problem that Milo is there, but he's been great so far. Yeah. Let's get a little taste of the music that people might be hearing when they go to this mini festival. Your appearance is going to be on October 14th, and that's going to be at the Chandler in Newport, and we'll give you more information about that. But let's get to a piece of music, and what do we have coming up first?
We're going to be playing our arrangement of Fauré's Pavane. It's a beautiful orchestral and choral work that we arranged for cello and guitar a couple of years ago, just because it's just one of the most beautiful melodies. It's sad and beautiful, and we think that it works really well on our two instruments.
Thank you.
One of the interesting things I noticed in reading a little bit about you is that it says everything from Bach to Beyonce. So there's lots of different kinds of music, a little bit of something for everyone. Is that something that one of you prefers over the other, or is one compromising, or you both enjoy all kinds?
I guess we do have some arguments from time to time, but we're never putting the other one into a position that they don't really want to be in.
I mean, the fact that there's not a lot of music written for cello and guitar specifically means that we really kind of can play whatever we want. Mm-hmm. So we just kind of find the songs and the pieces that we feel will work best on this combination of instruments and arrange them. So that means that we're not bound by genre in any way.
And you both partake in the arrangement, or is it one of you is the lead on that?
No, typically we work together with instruments in hand, and neither of us are particularly talented composers in any way, but we sit there with our instruments and really work out what sounds best and what works best with instruments for that piece.
Excellent. All right. Well, what do you have for us next?
Well, one of our favorite composers is Johann Sebastian Bach. And so we tried, early on when we were looking for repertoire, we tried a number of his pieces, thinking, what could work well. And we came across his two-part Inventions, so originally written just for solo piano. And we thought, what would happen if I just played the right hand, the treble clef, on guitar, and Laura played the left hand, the bass clef, on cello. Yeah. And basically we started at the beginning, ended up at the end, and thought, these are really cool. Thank you.
interesting music provided by Laura and Rupert. And it's going to get a little bit more interesting, I think, because this next piece is not something that most classical listeners would be expecting. And I'm guessing that only because you told me that it was by Michael Jackson, right?
Yes. So this is actually a song that my older sister requested to walk down the aisle to at her wedding a couple of years ago. And so we ended up making an arrangement for her. And then we liked the song so much that we fleshed out the arrangement and did the whole song and put it on our album because it's just such a great song. And we feel like it works so well for our instruments. It's one of our favorite tunes to throw in at concerts. And it is something a little bit unexpected. So that's another reason why we love it.
And the title is?
Human Nature.
Human Nature. We'll listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more. Newport Music Festival's special mini festival taking place October 12th to the 14th is the subject of tonight's program. I'm Mike Mano, and with me is Laura Metcalf and Rupert Boyd, and we're talking about their group, which is called Boyd Meets Girl, which will be performing at the Chandler in Newport on October 14th. Very limited tickets are available, so if you're interested, I would suggest strongly you go to newportmusic.org and check it out, because seating will be limited, and I know, like most other things that the festival does, it'll probably be sold out. So your experiences with that in the past, because you've both been here in the past, always fun to play in Newport, or is it one of those places like, I get paid, I leave?
No, I've absolutely loved my time in Newport. Just everything about it, both just being close to the water, doing the cliff walk every morning, but then getting to play in the mansions is just such a special experience for musicians. Because we get to play in beautiful concert halls and churches around the world, but those mansions really are spectacular places.
You probably haven't been to the Chandler before, I'm guessing.
I have eaten eggs there one morning.
Oh, well, there you go. So you know it's right at the beginning of the cliff walk then, so.
And have, yes, I've walked by it many a time.
Yeah. All right, well, great. All right, well, that's another going to be another beautiful place to play. I did want to mention that the music we're playing today is all contained on one CD or one album. Tell us if that's available and how they can get it if it's available.
Yes, it's available all over the internet. It's on Spotify, Apple Music. You can order copies of it on Amazon if that's your thing. It's available at our website. You can find all the information, boydmeetsgirlduo.com.
Hey, we finally heard from Milo.
Milo says he has a good idea.
So it's Boyd is B-O-Y-D. Just make sure you get that. It's not boy. It's Boyd, yeah. Meets Girl. And so you also have Facebook page and everything else, right?
Facebook page and Instagram, also Boyd Meets Girl Duo. We have also a number of videos on YouTube, including other songs that aren't on our album. We have some videos up on YouTube.
Excellent. All right. We have a rather long series of pieces of music that we want to put together here in this next segment. So why don't you introduce that for us, and we'll try to get it all in this middle segment.
Sure. Well, these are some more popular songs, but this time popular from Spain and from about 100 years ago. So they're Manuel de Falla's 7 popular Spanish songs. And at the turn of the 20th century, he traveled throughout Spain collecting these popular songs. And he made the song cycle originally for voice and piano. But the piano part is always imitating the sound of the guitar, the national instrument of Spain. And so they work really well on the guitar. And then the voice part just works so naturally on the cello. I think that's one of the most beautiful things about the cello, that it really can replicate the human voice.
All right, excellent. We'll listen to that, then take another break and be back with more.
Thank you.
Boyd Meets Girl is the music you've been listening to here on Conducting Conversation Special Edition for the Fall Mini Festival of the Newport Music Festival. And that little mini festival is taking place October 12th through the 14th at the Chandler Newport. If you'd like to be in attendance and be one of the very select few, go to newportmusic.org. And we're talking with Rupert Boyd and Laura Metcalf. And they've been nice enough to Zoom with me and tell me about their music and what's going to be happening in Newport. Will some of these pieces that we've just heard be actually played during the concert in Newport?
Yeah, some of the ones that you're hearing today will be played. We're also getting together repertoire for our next album, so we're going to be featuring some of that music as well.
Wow, okay. Now, for most artists, the pandemic has changed everything dramatically. No traveling, no concerts in large concert halls, that kind of thing. But you've been keeping busy musically?
Sure, yeah. I mean, things have been dramatically different, obviously, that we went from taking a trip every week or so to suddenly being in the same place for 6 months and going. But we are really obviously looking forward to being back in Newport to play for a live audience, which will be really special. But then also we've been running our concert series called Gather NYC, which was formerly, until March 13th or so, was a Sunday morning concert series in New York City. But since that is on pause for in-person concert, we've started up an online series.
Yeah, so we're calling the online series Mindful Minutes, and they're short videos that we're releasing at 11 a.m., which is the time that we normally hold the in-person concert on Sunday mornings. And we're releasing them on Facebook Live. We're about to release a collection of fall videos featuring a number of really incredible artists. So you can find all of that at our Facebook page, Gather NYC. And we're proud to be able to offer some online performing opportunities to the many artists that are, experiencing this really, really tough time.
Right. Will this Newport trip be your first public performance in a while, or have you had some other opportunities?
We had the opportunity to perform at an art museum in Long Island. The Parish Art Museum did a socially distanced outdoor concert on their terrace over the summer, which was really great. But the opportunities are very few and far between, so we're very grateful to Newport for making this happen.
All right. Once again, Newport Fall Mini Festival is going to take place the 12th through the 14th, and Boyd Meets Girl will be performing on October 14th at the Chandler. I want to thank you both for coming on to the program this evening and wish you all the best when you arrive here in Newport. I'm sure it's going to be a fun event.
Thank you. We're looking forward to it.
Excellent. All right. We have one more piece of music, a little bit lengthy, but I think we can get it all in. Tell us what that's going to be.
Sure, and interestingly, this is the first piece we're playing tonight that was written for cello and guitar. And so it was written by a Bolivian composer named Jaime Zenamon, who now actually lives in the countryside in Brazil. And we met him just a few months ago in a very similar circumstance via Zoom, as that's what we're all doing during this time.
There you go. Meet people you never thought you'd have a chance to meet, right?
Exactly, and in some ways it has connected the world in an online sense.
Right.
But this is one of our favorite works. It's actually the opening track of our album. It's called Reflexuous Number 6 in 3 movements.
Excellent. Once again, thank you both for being on Conducting Conversations. Laura and Rupert, nice to meet you, and good luck. And say hi to Milo for me.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.